This is Dr. Tambolingam, repeating a psychiatric evaluation on Clemens, C-L-E-M-E-N-C-E, message S-T-M-A-C-I-E-J-E-W-S-K-I. Period, the medical record number is 148-135. Period, the date is 124-2000. 13 period paragraph, the unidentified data, patient is a 70-year-old married Caucasian male. Period, date of birth is 14-1942. Period, the address is Hartford Nursing and Rehab. Period, paragraph, the reason for evaluation is 1, episodic agitation, number 2, refusing to leave the room. Period, number 3, not eating on a regular basis. Period, paragraph, the history of personal illness. The 70-year-old male was admitted to Hartford Nursing and Rehab from Santa Grace Hospital. Period, the patient was diagnosed with multiple medical problems, including COPD, dementia, diabetes mellitus, history of multiple CVA, coronary artery disease, history of cancer of the bladder, hypertension, congestive heart failure. And psychiatric consult was requested on account of the patient's behavior, consisting of episodic agitation and labile mood. Period. The regular patient states that he's having severe pain in his stomach. Period. He claims that he does not know why this is happening to him. Period. The patient states that he has had a problem with his memory for the past 4 years after he had a stroke. Period. I spoke to the patient's wife, who indicated that the patient had 4 strokes about 4 to 5 years ago, and that he has been declining since that time. Period. He allegedly is impulsive and become easily agitated. Period. He wants things to move faster than he can, quote unquote. Period. The wife also reports that sometimes he distorts what is being told to him. Period. The patient has also been incontinent of urine. Period. The wife reports that the patient has periods where he would not eat and another time would eat. Period. The patient was prescribed Xanax by the family doctor. Period. They have been attempting to lower the dosage, and the Xanax has been discontinued. Period. I explained to the wife that there may be a paradoxical reaction and with worsening confusion on Xanax, and that I don't intend to keep him on the Xanax. Period. Right now, the patient is currently on the primary medication, namely Zocor, 40 milligrams at bedtime, prednisone, loperamide, doxycycline, aspirin, Plavix, Protonix, Spiravine inhaler, Symbicort, Albuterol inhaler. Period. Paragraph, the the patient has been medication compliant. Period. Paragraph, the aspect of the history, patient denies. Period. Paragraph, family social history. He was born in Detroit. Period. He has a 12th grade education. Period. He worked as a test driver for General Motors for 30 years, and he's retired. Period. He claims that he had 2 brothers. One brother was Air Force pilot, and he does not know what the other brother is doing. Period. He has 1 son living. Period. One son is deceased. Period. The patient claims that the son who died was burned. Period. He was married 2 times. Period. He's of Catholic faith. Period. There's no family history, mental problems. Period. Paragraph, substance abuse history, none of the time. Period. Paragraph, legal problems, none. Period. Paragraph, medical history includes COPD, congestive heart failure, diabetes mellitus, dementia, history of CVA, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Period. And the patient medications are as listed previously. Period. Paragraph, the chemistry profile done on 1/18/2013 shows the sodium of 151, creatinine of 1.3, glucose of 121, and B1 of 28. Period. All of the indices were unremarkable. Period. The CBC was unremarkable except for a hemoglobin of 11.3, MCV of 78.4, MCH of 32.6, MCHC of 28.8, and RDW of 15.3. Period. Paragraph. Yeah, system review is unremarkable except for pain in the stomach period. The patient is also extremely confused period. His blood pressure is 109 over 91 period. Pulse is 68. Respiration is 18 and the temperature is 74 period. Correction, the temperature is 97.4 period. The graph, the mental state of examination patient is a 70-year-old Caucasian male period. He was interviewed in his room period. He was lying on the bed period. He was apprehensive and anxious period. The patient was somewhat hyperbubble period. He was labile period. The patient did not have any hallucinations or delusions period. He was alert period. He was disoriented at time period. His recent memory was impaired, general information was poor, insight and judgment is marginal period. Paragraph, diagnostic flash, times one is dementia with agitation period. Number two, rule out motor disorder due to stroke period. Exercise two is none. Exercise three is dementia, comma, arteriosclerotic heart disease, comma, history of CVA, comma, hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, COPD, congestive heart failure by history, and diabetes mellitus. Period XS4 is moderate. XS5 GS score is 35 to 40. Period. Paragraph plan 1, I will start the patient on Seroquel 25 milligrams at that time. Period. I explain to the wife the benefits and side effects of the medication. Period. Number 2, AIMS testing done. Number 3, medical follow up. Number 4, precaution. Number 5, close observation. Period number 6, physical therapy. Period paragraph, the patient's strength is 1, supportive wife. Number 2, stable income. Number 3, supportive staff. Period paragraph, patient's weakness is 1, confusion. Number 2, multiple medical problems. Number 3, minimal insight into this problem. Period paragraph, the prognosis is guarded. Period paragraph, thank you and end the dictation.